Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
for joining at the Enlightened Ministry on Sunday evening, and I am grateful to see my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. So brothers and sisters, as we're going to continue this study, because we don't have a speaker for tonight, Brother Akeem is running, I think he told me, I forget what it is, a seminar, something he's running for this week. But anyway, I'm grateful that you all have come and chosen at the Enlightened Ministry, and that we can come together. You know, God didn't say we need a minister to teach us, but let us come together and pray and seek God for ourselves and read and study. And God is, brothers and sisters, as we will pray that His Holy Spirit would be with us and He will teach us and lead and guide us. So let us offer a word of prayer. Our most righteous and holy Father, we come before you on this hour, asking you, Father, for your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and teach us, Father, what we should know for the times that we are living in. Father, time is closing up and is fast approaching these days that we're going to see a Sunday law come to pass, and we have to be ready. So, Father, as we talk about this and as we continue to speak on these things, Father, the Bible, the old saying is repetition deepens the impression. So, Heavenly Father, as we continue to speak on this Sunday law and what's going to bring to us for it to come, and as we see how the United States are these times, Father, we know that this going to happen soon and very soon, Lord. Lord, we are not putting no time on you, Lord, because no man know the time. But Heavenly Father, but you have said in your word that everything that you have spoken, it will come to pass. You said if it doesn't, heaven and earth will pass away. So Heavenly Father, we know that everything that you have spoken, that this will take place. The lamb-like beast will be set up here in America, and he will cause us all, cause the whole world. Father, forgive me. I don't want to put us or me or anybody, but he will cause the world, because the Bible tells us the world is the chaff, which he will bundle up, which he called the tares. He's going to bundle them up together. And when he bundle them up, he says, he's going to throw it, cast it in of you so much that you are teaching us and that we are reaching for the stars and we're going to land upon the moon. And that old saying come from that reach high for God, study, seek him, search for him, and like a hidden treasure. So sisters and brothers, we got to continue to reach for him and his providence. His providence say that we ought to search and find him out, and we cannot do it without the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will help us. So we thank you so much, Heavenly Father, because you have called for we to be children of light. So continue to bless us and give us light and more understanding. Oh, Father, we need you. We thank you, and we praise your holy name. And, Lord, we ask that you pour out your spirit upon us tonight, that we, as your children, may be, that we may have the understanding and the knowledge that we stand in need of. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining Enlightened Ministry. And this is what we will do this evening. We will be studying Great Controversy. We're going to do page, and my book is page 44, and it's right before the Ten Commandments. But I don't know if you have this Great Controversy book. My book is one of the, it's the green Great Controversy book. It's one of the old books. But I don't have the paragraph. I don't have the paragraph that, let me just get a second. I might can get you a paragraph. I do have some paragraph numbers in here. I don't think I have this one. I'm going to mark this one and try to get a paragraph from where I'm reading. Give me just a second. But I'm going to tell you what book I'm in. This is the America. Okay. America in Prophecy. So it's actually, I'm trying to get you where I'm reading from. Maybe when someone starts testifying, I can do a quick search. But I'm gonna look up and see what. Give me just a second. I'm gonna tell you what content. It's in chapter 25. But first, I'm reading from this book, Catechism Again. And what am I doing? I'm pointing out to my sisters and brothers. And I want to read to my sisters and brothers to know and to understand what we're going to be coming up against. My brothers and sisters don't know what man have in store for him. Then my brothers and sisters would know to reject and say, no, I don't want to do that because God said that I should follow him and not man. So I'm going to read from, well, first of all, I'm going to ask, I see we just got one on right now. So I'm going to open your line. You press one. I'm going to open your line so you can begin to share. And we're just going to wait on more brothers and sisters, if you don't mind. Amen. Good afternoon, Brother Rick. I mean, you and I are just the only one yet.
Sister.
And I know some others, Sister Tamika and the others are coming. And I like to wait for them just a little bit. And I affect them. So would you like to share?
Yes. Sister, Brother Akeem is doing a seminar. And actually, I just saw it on YouTube. If I didn't come on the prayer line, I was going to watch his seminar. Actually, it's on live now from this church, the Pasadena Church. And actually, it sounds like a really good seminar. I'd love to watch that. I can watch it later. Let me see if I can pull it up. He's doing an end time seminar talking about the beast and, you know, all these other things that we're talking about. And
that's right.
So it's actually quite interesting. And he does a very good job on that. But yeah, as far as here it is right now, it's live. He's preaching Revelation 14:9, the three angels' message is what he's preaching on right at the moment. So, anybody who wants to listen, anybody who wants to listen to that can get on to YouTube and get the replay on that also. It's just a really, it'd be a very good one to watch. And Brother Akeem does a very good job of making the scriptures plain. What I appreciate about him most, he does his research and he makes the hard text. They make them easier to understand for all of us. So, this Sabbath we had a blessed service at the Kingsbury Church. I'm thankful for that, and God has been good. He has taken care of us. He has seen to all of our needs. He is so good. He, even when we're not even thinking about him, not worrying about his work or what we should be doing for him. He is still taking care of his sister. He's not like us. You know, that was us. And says, you know, if we had created something or somebody and they were just forgetting about us, we would probably just say, okay, I'm just going to let them do what they want to do, and I'm not even going to worry about them. But God is not that way. He is love. God is love. And he continues to take care of us. I am just praising him tonight, sister, for his goodness to me, to my family, to my church family. We just had one of our longtime members pass away this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his 80s, had leukemia for 20 years now, and mm-hmm. he finally succumbed to that and some heart problems that he had. So just like prayer for the Bennett family, he has a wife and two daughters, and
mm-hmm.
I was going to go visit him yesterday in the hospital, but the family was gathered there, and they wanted to be alone with him, and so we offered to take them food or anything they needed, and he passed away before they called to ask him anything. So just please pray for the Bennett family for comfort, and I know that Lester will be resting in the grave, waiting for the return of his Lord and Savior. He is a fine gentleman, a very kind, wonderful Christian man. So I have no doubt that God will see him. He will see God in the new earth, in the new Jerusalem. And, also, just wanted to pray for our friend Kevin, who has cancer. He is still hanging on. Doctors didn't believe he would live this long, but he is still with us. And I'm actually praying that God performs a miracle and heals him. I mean, God can do all things, sister. And it would be a great testimony to the Lord, but I don't know what God's plans are for Kevin. So I'm just praying for peace for him and his assurance of salvation. God, the verse says, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that's what I'm asking for Kevin right now. He confesses his sins to God, and God will be faithful to him. As we know, he has been faithful to us, and he will be faithful to Kevin. So just praying for that, sister, and praying for my wife and my family. My wife is doing quite well, except for her back is hurting her. She has a bad lower back. She broke her tailbone many years ago, and it flares up now and then and gets her problems. But she is carrying on, and she is thankful to the Lord for his goodness to her, too. You know, her heart is doing quite well. Except for when she's at work, she gets stressed, and then things aren't quite as good. But he has been good to her, and she's been praising him for that, too. So praying for Ashley. Haven't heard from her in just a little while, but I'm sure to be in contact soon. I can only contact her on Messenger every now and then. If she is on, she only gets to be on for like an hour or an hour a day or something like that, and it's usually when I'm working. I have been praying, sister, for Jarvis,
for Taiwan,
and for Ashley, and sister, I know that God is working, and he is going to do something mighty in their lives. I have no doubt in my mind about that, and I am just standing back and going to let him do that, though, okay? I don't want to get in his way and mess it up, so I will do whatever he asks me to do, but I'm just praising God that he is taking care of these young people this far, and he will not let them down. So I'm just praying that they will and they will just see his goodness to them and his desire to help them and give them all good things, and they will allow his love to fill their hearts, and that they will come out of this and they'll be able to have a testimony, sister, that will put tears in their eyes when they give their testimony. I know you have been praying for your son. You've been praying for Ashley for a long time. You've been praying for them in Taiwan. When God does get through to them and they make a change, it's going to be a cheery day, okay? It's going to be a wonderful, happy day, but I just can't wait to see that. And I just thank you, him, for all those things. He's been awesome to me. I don't know why, but he said he is and he will be, and I trust in him. That's what I have to say, sister. I'm just thankful to God for all those things, and just praising him. And you know, we've had our lesson study. The Sabbath, the lesson study for our Sabbath school has been about death, and you know, how Christ rose again, and just this whole theme. And I've been learning a lot. You know, I thought I knew all these things, which I do know them, but it brings out some points that maybe I hadn't thought of, and also it refreshes our minds on these things. You know, as I look about me, everybody is talking about, you know, their loved ones going to heaven and, you know, all these things when they die and how they're all going to be in heaven together and happy. You know, it's like I am so thankful that we have the truth, and I just want to give that truth to others. I have been trying to witness to the lady that I'm looking for about these things, because she keeps talking about that. Oh, yes, my mother is up there smiling down on me, you know. So I just want to know, maybe my Bible tells me something a little bit different than that. And she goes, oh, I don't want to hear about it. This is what I believe, and, you know, you just don't tell me about it. So I haven't been able to say too much about it, but we do talk, and I'm just praying the Lord will give me the right opportunity and that her heart will be open to listening. I just tell her, you know, we follow the scriptures, and if it's not in the Bible, then we don't follow it. If it's in the Bible, then we follow it. And she just tells me that the scriptures were written by a bunch of old men 100 years after Jesus died, and we can't trust them. I said, well, if we can't trust the scriptures, then what can we trust? So, you know, speaking of the great controversy, sister, my son's father-in-law is a Catholic. He just became a deacon in the Catholic Church, which is quite a process because they have to be able to say Mass and all these other things. And someone mailed him the great controversy, and he was quite upset about it because being a devout Catholic, you know, the book does speak out against the Catholic religion, and I always try to put a disclaimer in there. This is not about the Catholic people. This is talking about a false system of worship and of salvation. It's false and will lead you to hell. It will not lead you to salvation. So the book talks about that, not about Catholic people being bad people, but about this false system of religion and how it leads us astray. So I'm just praying for Mike, too, that somehow he will come to the knowledge of that truth and come out of Babylon. I mean, he is in Babylon, okay? He's not one foot in, one foot out. He is totally in Babylon. I just pray for Mike also that he will see that. So that is what I had to say, sister, and I'm thankful to you for being on hosting and opening my line. You know, God is good, and he will continue to lead us and guide us. things are really happening, sister. Things are closing in quickly. I was listening to Walter White and all the climate issues that are going on. And, you know, the Pope is pushing hard, and Protestant churches are pushing hard, and all the religions are pushing hard for this climate summit and all these climate things. And this is just part of their plan to bring about the Sunday law and to force everyone to worship. And it's proven by many scientists, as well as all the records of, you know, climate, weather, all these things, that the things that are going on now have been going on for hundreds of years. Okay, we're talking hundreds of years, not just a few years, but all these climate things, droughts and hurricanes and flooding and all these things have been going on. They were worse in years ago. The hurricanes were worse years ago down in Florida than they are now. But each time one comes along, it gets touted as the worst one, and, you know, in the history of record keeping, and that's not true, because the records are not there, just nobody checks up on them. And, you know, so people believe what's being said then. So we have to be very careful. We have to check out our sources of information. And, you know, we have to, you know, study these things to see, you know, where we are at. But God is the one that's in control. And He is going to, you know, if He's the one that is making these things happen, no one's going to stop them. And He did say that, you know, the earth is wearing out like an old garment. And, you know, these things are going to get worse and worse. And, you know, people are calling for climate change and, you know, all these things, you know. And God, sooner or later, is going to give them what they want, which is, He's going to give them climate change. Okay, they keep saying that, you know, this is due to climate change and all these things. Well, sooner or later, He's going to give them exactly what they're asking for. And
exactly what
they're not going to like it. Yes, exactly what they want. Even though it's not what they want, He's going to give it. I mean, when they get it, they won't want it, but it'll be too late then. So, yes.
Mercy.
So I'm just trying to keep up on the things, not get too caught up in it. I don't want to get political about it, but I want to be aware of what's going on. So I try to keep track of a few of those things and just see where we are at in the stream of time. So. It is a awesome time to be alive. It is a scary time to be alive. We just have to hold on to Him, sister. And if we can do that, He will bring us through.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Rick. Amen. You brought a lot of stuff that I'm gonna read that we're gonna talk about tonight. So,
amen.
So Brother Rick.
Well, I have my great controversy here, so.
Yes. So at this time, we will read, we're going to look at the convert of catechism. And the reason why we are chose to do this study is to educate more people on this topic, because many people don't know where all this stuff comes from. And even though we see that the system, this is not just the Catholic Church, it is the system that they have. And what they have done, they have went against God and just to do what they want to do. So I would like to begin at this, it talks about the third commandment. We're going to begin at the first commandment, okay? So let us offer another word of prayer. Of our Father, which art in heaven, Heavenly Father, as we begin to open up these scriptures and reading these scriptures and showing people that God says he's a father, that he does not change. Psalms chapter 89 and verse 34, he said, I change not. He said, I am the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And he said that don't add Revelation 22, I forget the verse. Don't take away and neither don't add. He said, because if you add to my word, I'm going to add the plagues to your life. He's going to add all these other things to your life. So, Heavenly Father, as you have made this judgment on the world, on the Babylon church, Lord, you will do it because you said, won't I do it? See if I won't do it. So we know the Lord will do what he says. So, Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom, to give us knowledge, understanding, and strengthen us, Lord, lead and guide us, and keep us and teach us in all thy ways. We thank you. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now, I will begin with, this is chapter 5, and it coming from the convert. I'm reading this book for the for brothers and sisters to learn more about who did all this this evil to God's church. And it's, and I'm in chapter 5, and now it's on the Ten Commandments. It says the first commandment, and it says, question, what is the first commandment? Now, brothers and sisters, we are Bible students. And what is the first commandment? The Catholic says the first commandment is, thou shall not have strange God before me. Now, brothers and sisters, we know what the first commandment is. The Bible says the first commandment is, thou shall not have no other gods before me. And the let me get back to my let me get back to, and it said, thou shalt not, and the first commandment on the Catholic said, thou shalt not have no strange God. Okay, we're going to, don't you know that the Bible speaks about that in the, let me see, in the second commandment, because they're quoting, all of their commandments is out of line just about. And it says, the Bible says in the second commandment, thou shalt not make unto any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in the heavens above or that in the earth beneath or that in the water under the earth. And thou shalt not bow thyself down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father and upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto a thousand of them that love me and keep my commandments. And the Bible says on the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. But the but when you see, when they're talking about you shouldn't have, and they go against their own word. So when they said, thou shalt not have no strange gods, so what kind of idols and what kind of things they hold up in the church that going directly against the word of God. And then they say, and the second commandment, we got the second commandment also, he says, and the second commandment, they said, this is what is the second commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And brothers and sisters, we know that that is the third, that is the third commandment. The third commandment says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guilty that taketh his name in vain. So when they are giving these commandments, I'm going somewhere with this because I want you to see in that third commandment what they say in this third commandment. And then after I'm finished reading this, we're going to go to the prophecy. Amen? And now we go to the third commandment and what the Catholic commandment says. What is the third commandment? And the third commandment, they say, is Remember thou keep holy the Sabbath day. And we know that to be the fourth commandment. And the fourth commandment say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And we're not going to read it all because we know that it says, 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. And now I want you to hear what they say about the third commandment they have, which they say is keep the Sabbath holy. And it says, now let me read it to you. It said, let me go to the point. It says, who do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Excuse me, let me rephrase that. Why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Now, that is something that we need to hear clearly. And I want to make sure my brothers and sisters understand. It says, why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Their answer is, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. And this is what the solemnity means. Solemnity means quality of being serious and dignified. So they call themselves dignified. So they have the right to transfer God's Sabbath to Sunday. And it's going to give you another essay question. Why did the Catholic Church substitute Sunday for Saturday? The church substitutes Sunday for Saturday because Christ rose from the dead on Sunday, and the Holy Ghost descended up on the apostle on a Sunday. Now, we do know that is not so. Then, brothers, when this speaks of God's fourth commandment, we all know the commandments, the first, the second, and the third, the first, second, and the third, and the fourth commandment. All those four commandments is to God. Those four are to God. And then the other six commandments is for man. And God and the Catholic Church stated that the third commandment is, remember that thou shalt keep the Sabbath holy. We know that that's not the fourth commandment. That is the fourth commandment. And we know what the fourth commandment says. And I'm going to read it to you again. It says, what is the third commandment? Now, we just had something to join. And we are reading what God is saying in his word. It says, this is the Catholic system, not the Catholic Church. It is made up of the system, and the system changed God's word. It says, what is the third commandment? And the Catholic Church says, remember that thou keep the Sabbath day holy. And God says, the Ten Commandments says different, because four commandments is God, the first four is God, and the last six is for man. And the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So that commandment is God. It's not man. Because man cannot make nothing holy. Amen? So when the Catholic Church mentioned that, Brother Rick, look what he said. He said, why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? This is the answer. It says, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. And what solemnity means is being dignified. And it also says answer, the Catholic Church answer. The church substituted Sunday for Saturday because Christ rose from the dead on Sunday. And the Holy Ghost descended upon the apostles on Sunday. Oh, mercy. What that is something else there that they come and change God's word. Okay. And now I want to ask my brothers and sisters, do you see a problem with that? Do you see a problem?
Amen.
Do you know what the scripture says about Sunday? Sunday being the first day. And on the first day, the Bible says, and they was in on one accord in the upper room, and they all came together because Christ told them to go together in the upper room. And when he told them to go in the upper room, he said he was going to come to them later. And so while they were all there praying, that was something that happened. And what happened, the Holy Spirit fell upon those men, and they was all in the room together. And what the Bible says, that all of the people heard them in their own tongue. So nobody was speaking in tongues, because Peter said, the man said they are drunk, and Peter said, no, these are not drunk. He said, but those people were saved. They heard their message. They heard their salvation, and they were all changed. The Bible says thousands of them was changed by God's grace. Oh, praise the Lord. So ask any questions on that? I want to open and ask
any questions on that, sister.
Any questions? Questions on that, sisters and brothers? Anybody have any questions on what God did when he told the disciples to go in the upper room, or when God said that God said that he don't change? So he did not change his Sabbath. And as a matter of fact, the Bible in Hebrews states, he said Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 11, I don't know exact, maybe 7. He said if Christ would have changed anything on the seventh day, he said he would have told them then. Matter of fact, let me read it for you, because it's better to read the scripture for brothers and sisters. I will read that scripture because it's very important, sisters and brothers. We got to get our life lined up with the Bible, not what I believe, not what I say, but what the word say. And if we're going to believe the word stand, it speaks for itself. I don't have to speak for the word of God. Let's read it. And I'm just, you know the whole Hebrew, but I'm just going to read verses 3 and 4. He said, for we which have believed do enter into his rest, as he said. As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter in my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on the wise that God did rest 7 days from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. And again, he limits a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Therefore remaineth a rest to the people of God, the people of Jehovah. God the God name is Jehovah, the people of Jehovah. For he that is entered into his rest, he also had ceased from his own work as Jehovah did from his. Let us therefore labor, let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of the unbelief. So sisters and brothers, we see that when we hear of these things, that man has changed God's word and to believe a lie, the Bible tells us, will we follow? And Sister Tamika, know the scripture good. Second Peter chapter 4, I can't remember it. Sister, repeat that verse. Follow man of God. Sister Tamika, I love when she quoted. She know that scripture. Sister Tamika, quote that scripture for me.
Hi, Sister Leona. What scripture are you wanting me to quote now?
If a man going to follow God or will he follow man? And Peter.
Oh, I'm not sure about that scripture, dear Sister Leona.
Oh, I know where it's at. Peter,
okay.
You know the scripture. You always quote it. If
oh,
man
I do?
Is 29, Second Peter, let me get it because we need to be able to have the scripture. You know it.
Yes.
You just don't understand what I was saying yet. Let me see.
Oh, I'm
5,
sorry.
Yes, the Lord done brought it to my mind. He
thank
you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. He just brought to my mind. It's either Second Peter or I think it's First Peter. I will get it.
Is it about the enemy?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought it was pertaining to him.
Will man follow God or will he follow, he follow God or will he follow man? It's 5. Wait a second, Peter. I know it's in Peter.
Okay. Because I was thinking of the scripture in 1 Peter 5, 8.
That's probably
and that's,
it.
That's
First
the scripture,
Peter 5, 8.
That's the scripture I always quote. It says, be sober and be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone.
Nope, that's not it. That's not it. If when man follow God, maybe it's 2:9. No, that's not it. I can't remember it. Will he follow God or will he follow man? Okay, I'll have to get it for you another time.
Okay.
I thought it was in chapter 5, 5:29.
Yes. I'm looking to see if I can find it, but I don't see it either.
Well, I can't. Very important scripture.
Yes, it is.
Very important scripture, but I don't always remember the verse. Okay,
right.
I can't. Well, God is good. God is good. I'm sure. Will God obey man rather God? That's it. We obey man rather God.
How about Acts 5:29?
That's in the book of Acts.
Oh, that's in the book of Acts? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Acts chapter 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know it was something I didn't know. I know it was missed. Okay. Acts 29. Well, let me read that scripture for my brothers and sisters. Acts 29. So the point we make in here in Acts, will a man, let me get my scripture, Acts 5:29. I had 5, but I had the wrong. Here we go.
Yes.
There we go, brothers and sisters. Acts 5:29. Then Peter and other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. And you see, and that's the situation here when the Catholic Church has said that we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because of the Catholic Church transferred the solemnity. So who are we going to follow? We're going to follow God on this. The Catholic Church are telling us what they have done. So who are we going to follow? So now I want to read one more thing. It says the Catholic Church substituted Sunday for Saturday because Christ rose. Now you see that? Because he rose from the dead on Sunday, and the Holy Ghost descended up on the apostles on Sunday. You see, Christ had, you see, even when what happened to John the Baptist, was close to Christ, and he was the forerunner for Christ. And when they killed John the Baptist, did Christ go run to John the Baptist and say, oh, they killed my servant John? He didn't go run to him. But what he did, he continued to preach. He continued his word. So that just shows you Christ didn't go after no man because he was following him. He continued to preach. So therefore, Christ did not do nothing but say truth to his Father. He kept his Father's commandments. Amen? And I'm going to read a couple of more here. It said, by what authority did the church substitute Sunday for Saturday? The church substituted Sunday for Saturday by plenitude of divine power, which Jesus Christ bestowed upon her. Jesus Christ didn't bestow no power upon the Catholic Church. Sisters and brothers, and I know you are Bible students, and you know that. And the other question they pose, what does the third commandment command? The third commandment commands us to sanctify Sunday. Now, brothers and sisters, you see how much lies that's in this book? You see how many lies? This is not the third commandment. The third commandment is something else. The Sabbath is the fourth commandment. They got that wrong. And then they're saying that it commands us to sanctify Sunday as the Lord's day. So you see how we're going to be tricked? You see how we're going to be fooled into these lies? So it's up to you to know what God, and God is going to hold this to your account for you to know, because it's being taught here that, and you to get it for yourself. And okay, now I want to read our sisters and brothers something. Now we're just going to leave that because we got some information there. Now we're going to go to something else here, and we're going to read something to you, sisters and brothers. This is very serious. We are coming closer and closer to the time. You see how this world is begin to behave. So let us read this. Amen? It says, the Romanism declared that the observance of Sunday by the Protestants, when they say by the Protestants, by the Sunday churches, okay, is an homage they pay. They say the Protestants pay homage to the Pope, okay, in spite of themselves. Oh, mercy. In spite of themselves, and we know that to be true. To the authority of the Catholic Church. The Romanism declared that the observance of Sunday by the Protestant, I'm going to just say by the Sunday churches, and it's all Sunday churches. If you observe Sunday, all Sunday churches are under this Sunday worship. is an homage they pay in spite of themselves to the authority of the Catholic Church. Period. That's what it says. And it said the enforcement of Sunday keeping on the part of Protestant churches is an enforcement of worship of the papacy, of the Pope, of the beast. It said papacy and then it said of the beast because he is the beast. Sunday worship is the beast. Those who understanding claim the fourth commandment choose to observe the false instead of the truth. Sisters and brothers, this is serious. This is serious. But in the very act of enforcing a religious duty by circular power, I'm going to open the line for my brothers and sisters after I'm finished reading this. The churches would themselves form an image to the beast. And you know, sisters and brothers, when they form an image to the beast, they are forming that image is to be obedient to Sunday worship. That's the obedience. They obedient to man. Okay? Hence, the enforcement of Sunday keeping in the United States would be an enforcement of worship of the beast and its image. But Christians of past generation observed Sunday, supposing that in the doing, they are keeping Bible Sabbath. And a lot of them that I hand out tracts to, they say, that's your Sabbath, and Sunday is my Sabbath. And that's what they call Sunday, their Sabbath. And there are now true Christians in every church, not accepting the Roman Catholic communion, whose honesty believe that Sunday is the Sabbath of divine appointment. God accepts their sincerity of purpose and their integrity before him. But when the Sunday observance shall be enforced by law and the world shall be enlightened concerning the obligation of the true Sabbath, then whosoever shall transgress the command of God to obey the precepts which has no higher authority than that of Rome will there honor the Pope above God. Oh, brothers and sisters, he is paying homage. Paying homage means you place him as the holy. As he says, Father, you placing him as holy. Homage to Rome and to the power enforced and instituted and ordained by Rome. He is worship, the beast and his image. As men reject institution which God has declared to be the sign of his authority, and honor instead that Rome has chose as the token of her supremacy. They will thereby accept the signs of allegiance to Rome, the mark of the beast. And it is not until the issue is thus plainly set before the people and they are brought to choose between commandments of God and the commandments of men, that those who continue and transgress will receive the mark of the beast. Now, this is the last paragraph, and we're going to open our line. The most fearful threatening ever addressed to mortals is contained in the third angel's message. I'm going to read that message for you after I'm done. That must be a terrible sin which is called down from the wrath of God, unmingled with mercy. Men are not to be left in darkness concerning the important matter. The warning against this sin is to be given to the world before visitation of God's judgment, that all may know why they are to be inflicted and have opportunity to escape them. Prophecy declares that the first angel would make his announcement to every nation, kindred, and tongue of people. The warning in the third angel's message, which forms a part of the same threefold, I got to underline this, message is to be no less widespread It is represented in the prophecy as being proclaimed with a loud voice by an angel flying in the midst of heaven, and it will command the attention of the world. So I'm going to stop right there. And it's talking about both small, and let me just read this part here, because a lot of people think a baby is not going to be included in this, an innocent baby. And it said, in the issue of the contest, all Christendom will be divided into two great classes, those who keep the commandments of God. You see, that ain't going to be. It's going to be two classes, the one that keeps the commandment of God and the faith of Jesus, meaning you having faith until Jesus comes, and those who worship the beast and his image and his mark. So it's only going to be two ways. Although the church and state unite their power to compel all both, listen, that, here we go, compel both small, I want to open, make sure, it's all both small, great, rich and poor, free and bond, Revelation 13:16, to receive the mark of the beast. Yet the people of God will not receive it. And the prophet of the pessimist, behold them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and the name of the number of his name and the sea of glass, having the harp of God. And I'm going to stop right there. So I just want to, I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to read you that third angel message. That third angel message, as they say, that message going to sound alarm loud. Hear the word. If nobody preaching this, I ain't listen to nothing else. If nobody preaching this third angel's message, let me get there right quick. Hold on. The third angel's message, Revelation chapter 14 and verse, and I'm just only going to read 1, 2, 3, these four verses. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on earth, to every nation, kindred, and tongue of people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him that made heaven, earth, and the sea, and the fountain of the water. And there followed another angel. Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she had made all nations drink of the wine and the wrath of her fornication. And there, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image or receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, just got a little bit more, the same shall drink of the wine in the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. And so I'm going to stop there. So all I can say is that we, as brothers and sisters, let us hold to what God unchanging hands, because he is our refuge. He covered us. He blessed us. So, brothers and sisters, I'm going to begin to open the line, and you can share. So I'm going to open the first line that press 1. And I just want to thank you all. Now I'm open this line, and we're going to just give you a minute, and you can share. And if you had any questions, or if you had if you want to share, you can share. Okay, go ahead. 985-232, your line is open. You can give your name where you call you from.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Sister Brenda calling from Hummel, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for the day, for a blessed day. And I just want to thank him because he's worthy to be praised. And I just want to say, read my prayer. Dear God, no matter what I may face or hear in this world, there is nothing that will convince me that you are not a good father. Thank you for giving up your son for us, Lord. I will believe in you and what your son Jesus Christ did for the rest of my life. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. And we love him because he first loved us. And no matter what nobody say, I love the Lord and will always love him. Can nobody convince me, because I know where he was when I was on my bed of affliction. And I know I wasn't talking to my mother. I know I wasn't talking to my family, because I know who was guiding me and talking to me. So I thank the Lord for being my over me or sending his angels or whatever, but I know who was ahead over me. And I tell you, what a mighty experience I felt. I know from then on, I was going to serve him somewhere and make sure I give him praises, even if I had to run through the trail when it hit me. So I thank God, because he's worthy and he's magnificent. So God I just ask for prayer for Advent Light, for all our brothers and sisters. I just ask for prayers for the sick, the homeless, the ones in the hospital, all those in the nursing home, all those families that are bereaving, especially sick in our church. I heard a few of them, and whoever bereaving, want to pray for my family. Ask for prayer for my family, and I try not to miss nobody. Pray for the help we have and all the people that put this line together. Pray for Sister Power in Jamaica, because she's on our mission, and I know it's a job. It don't feel like it to her, but I know it's a job, because she have to move constantly, and, oh, Lord, it's a job. And I thank God for her where she at, because she does mission after mission from there to here. So I thank God for her. And just thank God for all our brothers and sisters on this line that are doing multiple tasks and getting this prayer line, keeping it running. So God bless each and every one of us and all the sick on this line. And God keep us safe through the week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother John is coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, this is Brother John from Home, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to everyone. And I wanna thank God for a minute, and just wanna thank God for shining his guiding light on me and others like me and everyone, because he does shine his light on everyone. But I wanna thank him for shining his light in making it possible for me to see the way and to guide me from out of the darkness into the light, as he has done so many times, and as he has done for me. And I thank him for giving me the wisdom, too, to know what voice should I listen to when it's time to make a decision, because sometimes I go to make a decision and I hear one thought or tell me to do this, and then another thought of telling me to do that. And I thank God for giving me the knowledge to know which voice is his, you know, and which thought is his coming from him, and the other thought is not godly. So I'm able to tell the two apart now, you know, in my mindset. Thank God for that, to give me that wisdom to do. Because I know if it's, when I also think about, you know, that sound negative, like, I don't think nothing good going to come out of that thought. And so I say, so the other thought must be the right thought. So I just do it like that. And then I take the right thought, the better thought, the one that's going to give me the best outcome. And I know there's a, he give us free will on thoughts too. So we could think negative about things or we can think positive. And I choose to think positive, keep a lot of positiveness inside my mind, my body, and my soul. I like to keep it in my thoughts, so the positive things, and try to block out the negative thoughts that try to enter my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to keep it forever. And I just want to say thank God for giving us time, because life is time for us. You know, we're living in time, and God is living in eternity. So I guess one day we could, we keep doing the right things, go to eternity with him. And but in the meantime, I want to never take this time for granted I have on this earth and this life I have. I don't want to take it for granted. I want to enjoy every minute and do what I can to keep making it better and better for me this life. So God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for definitely bringing your praise and your thanks to God. And as I was listening to Brenda, sisters, brothers and sisters, you know, when she said it doesn't matter what nobody say, that she gonna believe, well, you know, Sister Brenda, when you do it like that, you showing faith. It doesn't matter what someone say, trust God. And that's how God wants you to trust him for everything. When you keep it like that, you'll be all right. And so and even what Brother John said, listening to that right voice makes a difference. Because I'm telling you, I remember one day, that voice told me, nope, don't turn this way. Go ahead, go straight and turn at the next block. And I made that quick turn and listened to that voice. And guess what? I don't know where that person, he was coming straight, and I was turning. As I turned, that man tore me up on my driver's, on the passenger side, tore up the front of my car. And I'm saying, Lord, so I say, Lord, help me next time to hear the voice and take the right. So, yes, that makes a difference. So you keep, y'all keep focusing, keep that focus, and God will keep guiding you. So I just want to thank you all for coming on to share and being faithful on the prayer line, giving your testimonies, because your testimony is not for me. It is for the one whom that created you. So thank you, and God bless you and continue to watch over you as you all go to sleep and rest tonight. Amen. So we're going to open the line. Amen. We're going to open the line for the next one that pressed one. And brothers and sisters, it's not over. I'm actually press one, but I'm open the line for 857-505. Your line is open. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, I like to thank God, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Miola, I hear the voice of the Lord saying to me, I have to pray for someone tonight. I have to pray for someone tonight who needs deliverance. I am praying for someone tonight, Sister Miola, that God will touch on someone in the back, that God will touch us, someone in the knees, in the mighty name of Jesus. I hear the voice, Sister Miola, at this moment. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, Lord. God, we want to praise you, Lord. We want to magnify your name, God. God, we want to give you thanks, God, and praise, because, God, you deserve the praise, Lord. How excellent is your name, God. God, we want to thank thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless the host, Lord. We ask God to watch over the host, Lord. We ask God why she's hosting at this moment, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Miola, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Miola, Lord, with your righteousness, Lord. We ask God to break every chain, God, for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless her children, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Jarvis, Lord. We want to lift up Sister Nicole to you, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for them, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're mighty, God. God, you're the King of Kings. God, you're the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like you, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for them, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Dorothy's daughter to you, Lord, God, want to lift up Sister Dorothy's daughter, Lord, beloved daughter, God, who is on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Dorothy's beloved daughter, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to God, give her deliverance, God. God, we ask God, she is waiting on you, Lord. She is waiting on you, Lord, to say something, God, for Brother Taiwan, Lord. She's waiting on you, Jesus. She's waiting on you, God. God, we ask God to allow Brother Taiwan, Lord, to call his beloved mother, Lord. We ask God to store from Brother Taiwan, Lord. We ask God to cover him, Lord, with your righteousness, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless them, Lord. God, bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. Allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to bring a powerful message on this prayer light, Lord. What is these days, Lord? Allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to bring a powerful message, God, on the prayer line, God, on the Affiliate Ministry, Lord. Allow her to bring a powerful message, God. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're mighty, God. God, we ask God, allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to say Psalm 27, Lord, for brothers and sisters, Lord. Allow Sister Tamiko, God, to bring a powerful message, Lord, on the Affiliate Ministry, Lord, and say, the Lord is my walk and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? Yes, Lord, come bless Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to give her deliverance, Lord. God, we want to lift her Sister Keisha to you, Lord. Bless Sister Keisha, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Keisha, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. God, we want to lift her Sister Linda to you, Lord. God, come bless Sister Linda, Lord. We ask God to break every chain, God, for Sister Linda, Lord. Break every chain, God, for Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Tamiko's window post, Lord. Cover her door post, God. God, we ask God to watch over them, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Tamiko, God, to say hallelujah, Lord. Allow Sister Tamiko and Sister Viola to say hallelujah, Lord. Allow them to say hallelujah, Lord, because God, you are so faithful, Lord. Bless us, God. Watch over us, God. God, I want to thank God for you have done for every single one of us, Lord. God, we want to live for Brother Akeem James, Lord. Bless Brother Akeem James, Lord, who's coming on the Avilite Ministry, Lord, to bring your word, Lord. We ask God to break every chain, God, for Brother Akeem James, Lord. We ask God to come bless him, Lord. Bless every single one of us, Lord. God, we want to live for Brother Dylan to you, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Brother Dylan, Lord. God, while your Brother Dylan's on the prayer line, Lord, we ask you, God, to strengthen him, Lord. We ask God to allow him to come on the prayer line, God, to praise you, Lord. Allow him to give you thanks, God. God, come bless Brother Dylan, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Troy to you, Lord, who have COVID cancer, Lord. We ask God to touch him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you are Dr. Jesus. Your name is Emmanuel. Your name is El Shaddai, God. There is no one else like you, God. God, touch him, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch him right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch him, Lord. Come give him deliverance, God. God, bless Sister Power, Lord. Watch over Sister Power, Lord. Watch over every single one of us, Lord. Bless Sister Power, God. Break break every chain for her, Lord. God, break every chain, God, for Sister Kyla, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, for you have done for Sister Kyla, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, we want to lift a brother O'Neill to you, Lord. Bless brother O'Neill, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for you have done for brother O'Neill, Lord. God, God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko's husband to you, Lord, in South Carolina, Lord. God, we want to lift a brother Tony to you, Lord, in South Carolina, Lord. We ask God to strengthen him, Lord. We ask God to cover him, God, with your righteousness, Lord. Allow him to come in the prayer line, God, to come preach your word, Lord, to preach your word, God, to preach your gospel message, God, on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for him, Lord. We ask God to watch over us, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask God to break every chain, God, for Sister Miola, Lord. Break every chain, God, for Sister Miola, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We ask God to break every chain, God, for Sister Tamiko, God, at this moment, Lord. Allow her to feel your presence, God. Allow her to feel your presence, God. Allow Sister Tamiko, God, to say hallelujah, Lord. Allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to say hallelujah, Lord. Bless her, God. Bless her, Lord. Bless her. Bless her, Jesus. Bless her, Jesus. Dr. Jesus, touch her at this moment, Lord. Touch her, Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord. Touch her. Touch her, Jesus. Touch her, Jesus. God, 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 you're Dr. Jesus. You're everything, God. There is no one else like you, God. Bless every single one of us, Lord. Bless everyone, God. Watch over everyone, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Bless Sister Miola, Lord. Allow Sister Miola, God, to say hallelujah, Lord, because, God, you're so good, God, for Sister Miola, Lord. God, bless Sister Miola, Lord. God, watch over Sister Miola, God. Watch over all of us, Lord. Watch over Brother Akeem James, Lord. Allow us to sing, God. Allow Sister Miola to sing a song of praise, God. Break every chain, Lord. Allow Sister Miola, God, to sing. Break every chain, Lord. Bless Sister Miola, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless all of us, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. With thanksgiving, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for Brother Eli. Brother Deacon prayer line. Thank you, Brother Eli. God bless you. Oh, we thank God for
Amen.
The prayer from Brother Eli. God bless him. And brothers and sisters, we are grateful for all the prayers that Brother Eli lifted up. And now, Sister Tamiko, we're going to open your line. I know that you wanted to share. By God's grace, your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening my line. I'm sorry I had to drop off for a little while. My son called me, Tony, and I'm so grateful. He told me he's doing good. He told me to tell everybody thank you so much for praying for him. So I'm so grateful that everyone on the prayer line is praying for my son and for my family. Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for all of us, for my family members, for my husband, for my children. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. And I do have a scripture I would like to share. I give the Lord all praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. I thank him for bringing us through another week, safe and sound, for taking us to and fro to our doctor's appointments and bringing us back home safe. It's such a blessing. He gave each and every one of us safe traveling mercies. I thank him for bringing my daughter back home safe and sound from work, dear Lord. He's such an awesome God. He provides our every need according to his riches and his glory through Christ Jesus. So I would like to read Psalms chapter 121, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. And verse 8 says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. From this time forth, even forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I do have a song to share. I don't know if I have enough time, but I would like to sing. I Must Tell Jesus. Tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver. Makes all my troubles quickly an end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, over the world, a victory to win. Tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening my line. I feel so blessed to be on this prayer line, and I thank you for the message. I'm sorry my mom couldn't make it on the prayer line this evening, but I'm so grateful that I was able to be here with all my precious, beloved brothers and sisters. So I love you all. Have a blessed and beautiful evening. Stay safe and well in the precious palm of Jesus' holy hand. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Love you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we want to thank you for being patient and listening on Advent Light Ministry. We thank you for coming. And we also just appreciate you every time you come to share or just to read scriptures or whatever you come to bring to Advent Light Ministry. It is a blessing. And when you come to come on this prayer line, you support me. So thank you for being supportive also. And I'm opening the line for Brother Rick. Maybe he want to say the closing word because, you know, we don't have a speaker for tonight and we're going to close a little early. But I'm going to give Brother Rick the closing word, and we're going to pray. Brother Rick, you are there?
Yes, I'm here, Sister.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pray, and then I'm just going to give, I'm just going to let you just close us out, if you don't mind.
Yes, okay.
Or you just want to pray. Which would you rather do?
No, you go ahead and pray, Sister, and I have a couple verses that I can read for the brothers and sisters after you get done praying.
Okay. Our Father, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, to lift up the prayers that was offered to you tonight, we ask you, Father, that every prayer that you have heard, we ask you to bless according to your will. Father, Brother Eli always asking for prayers for his mother, his friends and family. And, Father, he asks in prayer for himself. Lord, Father, he prays for each and every one of us. Lord, we ask you to hear his voice. Lord Father, and we ask him for the blessing to fall upon each and every one of us that we stand in need of, Father. We ask you for healing. We ask you for strength. We ask you for even overcoming self and victory, Lord Father. So we thank you so much. Lord Father, we even praying for Sister Brenda, lifting up Sister Brenda to you, Lord Father, as she continues to strive and to keep your word and asking that you be with her and teaching her, helping her to strive for your glory, Lord Father. Even Brother John, Lord, when he called, when he just said how he's looking to you, Father, for strength, how he's looking to you for help and to keep him in every direction, Father. He's asking you to lead and guide him and to send your Holy Spirit, your voice, to direct him and keep him and protect him. Father, he thanking you for his turnaround, for his blessing that you have saved him, Lord. Thanking you, Father. And we lift up our children to you. We pray for Wenika Craig, all our grandchildren, Father. We pray for our brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters, that, you know, that don't know you yet, Lord, but we lift them up to you, asking that you continue to tug at their heart and help them to seek you and to know you, Father, because when we are in the Sunday worship and not knowing who we are worshiping, it's the devil himself, because the Bible says all those that come and worship and take man way, that they're going to receive man's plagues. I mean, not man's plague. They're going to receive God's plague because they have not taken heed to his word to search for him. So, Father, I'm asking you to touch our brothers and sisters and wake them up, Lord, that they may heed to your calling. And Heavenly Father, also lift up Sister Tamika, her mother, and her family to you, Father, her son, Taiwan and Tony, that's in, Lord Father, you know their situation, Father. We ask that you would have mercy upon Tony right now in that prison, Lord Father, asking that speak to his heart to let him know that you say you would be with him always and that you will not forget him. But, Father, help him not to forget you. Help him to seek you. Help him to talk to you. Help him to understand what you have for him, Father. Tony, Taiwan, also, Father, I'm asking you to lead and guide our young black men and help our young black women, Lord Father, to change their ways and to look to you for health and strength. And, Father, we lift up Brother Rick to you, Father, asking that you continue to be with his family. Sister Ashley, Lord Father, we ask that you would help and strengthen her and give her deliverance. Give Jarvis deliverance. Taiwan and Tony, Father, give them deliverance, Father. All those that's out there homeless, all those that drugs or whatever they're doing, drinking, Father, give them deliverance. Lord, even, we're going to say even the gluttony, Lord, Father, even the ones that just doing something that's not of your will, Father, give us deliverance. Give us faith. We need the faith in you because the Bible says here are the patience of the saints. They keep the commandments of God and they have the faith of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we need that. And so, Father, I lift up Brother Rick's wife to you, Father. You know where her strength is, Lord, Father, because sometimes pain and suffering can help you say, I give up. But, Lord, I'm asking that you dig deep in her heart, Lord, and let her know that you is right there with her, that you are able to give her the strength she needs to get through every day. Yes. Father, it's because of you we still yet live. So, Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. So continue to lead and guide her and let her know that I'll be with you until the end. But Lord, help us to strive for that perfection, and you will And each and every one of us will get it, because you said, he that endured until the end, the same will be saved, because the race is not given to the swift, but he that endured until the end. So, Father, thank you so much. Help us to endure this race, Lord, because we can't do nothing of ourselves. So bless each and every one of us tonight as we go to bed. And, Lord, we ask you to watch over us and keep us until we wake up in the morning, and we be careful to give you thanks, praise, and honor, and glory. And we pray all this in the worthy name of Jesus. And we pray for our other brothers and sisters, Lord, that are not on here. We lift them all up. We ain't calling each by name. But, Father, you know each and every one. But we pray for Sister Power and her ministry that's in Jamaica. And I'm asking that you continue to bless it and work it out, Father, that the houses that being built and the people and the William families you putting in there, Lord, may they know that it's the goodness of God that blessed them, and that they must not be selfish themselves and bless others. So thank you, Father. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Rick?
Amen. Yes, amen, sister. I want to leave the brothers and sisters with just a few verses here. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 tells us to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And those are just beautiful words from Paul, telling us to praise in everything and give thanks in everything, no matter what it is. Just another couple of verses here, Psalm 145. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. And then Psalm 150, verses 1 and 2 and 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And then I just want to close out with a prayer. This is words taken from Jude, starting with verse 20. This is the brother of Jesus writing this, Jude, okay? So let's close out with this, brothers and sisters, and God bless each one of you. Thank you, Sister Leola, for hosting tonight, and God be with you all. And it says here in Jude, starting with verse 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Good night, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining the Advent Life Prayer Line, and we hope to hear you again on Thursday evening, I believe, is our next program. And thank you so much. God bless each one. Good night.
Sorry. Good night, my brothers and sisters, and you have a blessed and peaceful night. Amen. I'm going to play this song.